Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim, Klal Yudzayin, Ois Simen Nundalad. And Kevin Lizka Rahat Lahashtim Minyan Kimiyam and the Royim. This meaning that we pressure the people that they makhiv to help pay, which is learned out from this, our din of Kfiya, the Kfiya building of Basic Knesses. The minhag was only to undertake this responsibility by Yom HaNeroyim. That was the Klal Yisrael in general took Yom HaNeroyim very seriously, and people would not want to be without a minyan. So they've undertaken this idea. So now this is a binding upon people that they have to contribute to make sure that there's a minyan Yom HaNeroyim. And Gern Shein Chaserim Kiim Echad or Shnayim. Even this only if there's only missing one or two people. Unless in this city there was an established minig, to the people would be forced to contribute even if there's missing more people were missing from the minion. If you have very few people here, so we do not force them to contribute to bring in a minion, the financial cost. So we're saying that depending on the minig, how many people that would be. Now, I feel ain't there beir rock shloisha oydalad balibatim. V'yesh them a shortzim umalam dim lamalas a minyan. Kevin says at least kerchazen. So in regards to people which live here, there's only three or four families, but they have servants and they have malam dim which teach their children, and together there is a minyan. So now there's a minyan, they have to get a chazen. So they argue, well, there's only three or four households. We weren't mechiv to pay for a chazen. Once you have 10 people, you would need somebody to lead you, make sure that you're davening properly. So that's going to be the responsibility of to bring in a chazan. Pashas the chiyah would apply to these three or four balabatim. They have responsibility for the city, as opposed to the meshorsim or the malamdim. We'll not have a chiyah, but I'm not clear about that. Nunvav, adorim sivas ha'yishuv. There's people who live in outlying areas and they don't have a minyan. They come into the city regularly and they're mashal the minyan. So do they need to pay for the chazan? The answer is they do not need to. Theoretically, they're not mechuyev to travel these type of distances to come to join the minyan. They're doing it on their own volition. It's nice of them, but you can't turn around and say that therefore they have to pay for the chazan because they had a choice not to be here at all. Or they can theoretically go somewhere else. These people of the city have no compelling shivut upon them that they must come to the city. So they have right to say, I would go to another city where there already was an established chazan, and I do not need to pay the cost of bringing in a chazan to the city. So that is a valid argument. Okay. Nun Zion. B'malkam shein minyan tamid beis haknesses. There are 10 people in the city, but there's having difficulty getting a minyan in the shul. Kevin says, b'knosses shevoyo tamid minyan the beis haknesses. The people have a right to charge fine people who are not attending the minyan. So he's battled someone in order to guarantee that there'll be a minyan in the shul. I feel the Lord him. Vayyani say he's battled me in Budam. Kaifin is mantar luchud. Even though people which are learning, and by doing so, that we're going to take them away from the learning, they're mechuyev to come. This is now time for Zman Tfila, and Zman Torah is a different time. Now the Chabad Chaim over here in Mishabura points out that the tremendous schar a person will get for being the one who's oisik and making sure that the minyan continues, that responsibility, it's a tremendous schus that a person would undertake to do such a thing. Okay, now, the question comes up, are we talking about a case that this is the only minyan in the town, or talking about their... What are we talking about? So the simple understanding this is referring to, this is the only minyan in town. And therefore, we have to guarantee there should be a minyan in town. And there are 10 people here, so we have a right to give kenosis to make sure that they come. Let's say there's already another shul which has a minyan, and this shul is having difficulty, so go down by the other minyan. So we can't give a kenosis to these people. Ramosha says no. If we understand that let's say one shul is very far away from the other shul, or the difference in the nusach of Svard, Ashkenaz, etc. are so significant, people will not be comfortable to go there. Some people have they're old, elderly, and difficult for them to go. But she says, based on what the way we would estimate and figure out what are significant points, if in this neighborhood there's people, enough people to make a minyan, and they're not coming, and some people, for them it's difficult to transfer to the other shul, they have a right to say we're going to continue in the shul, and we can be kind for the other people in this neighborhood to come and join this minyan to maintain the shul for these people. This was an issue. It said even if the other shul, other place, maybe is a better minyan, let's say it's davening vasikin or it's davening slower, etc., they have a right to say that this there was a minyan in this neighborhood. We have a right to maintain that minyan till that would become impossible. And they have a right to pressure people, even with kenosis, to come and attend. This is how significant the concept of attending Tefillah B'Sibur is, and we will see about it more Bezat Hashem in Klal Yotes. The significance of Tefillah B'Sibur. So, meanwhile, let's take this message and make sure, strengthen our commitment to coming to Tefillah on the appropriate time. Have a good day.